Odds and Ends. Braille. Introduction to Braille, UEB Edition. Course ID, IBR-1113, IBR-123. Hadley School for the Blind, www.hadley.edu, 800-323-4238. This introductory course provides the tools for those interested in learning to read and write Braille so they can communicate with family members who use Braille. It presents the fundamentals of the Unified English Braille Code, UEB, including letters, numbers, and punctuation. The goal is to enable students to read and write uncontracted UEB. The 9-lesson course is available in print and online, and a slate and stylus for writing Braille are mailed to the student. Interactive programs that simulate the Braille writer and the slate and stylus are included in the online course only. These programs are included for practice purposes only and cannot be used to produce Braille. Braille Reading Program, I Do Like It. http://idolikeitbraille.com/index.html. I Do Like It is an immersive Braille reading program that introduces the learner to contracted Braille. The 13-book course starts with stories using standalone word signs and progresses to words containing two cells. Each story can be customized to include a student's name as well as the name of a story companion, such as a friend or family member. The program is written for students who are learning Braille after acquiring print literacy. The downloadable Braille books are in Duxbury Braille Translator format with both UEB and BANA versions. The download also comes with a print version in Microsoft Word. The books can be embossed from the Duxbury files or created manually from the print copies. 6. Braille Label Maker. Voices of Experience. 584 Hancock Road, Harrisville, New Hampshire, 03450. Contact Jane Kronheim, 603-827-3859. Jane.Kronheim, K-R-O-N-H-E-I-M, @gmail.com. The new 6. Braille Label Maker has a built-in Braille keyboard that produces high-quality Braille. Labels are automatically scored and cut without the need for scissors. QWERTY keyboard connectivity allows people who do not know Braille to create labels. Books. New books in UEB. Seedlings Braille Books for Children, 1415 Farmington Road, Livonia, Michigan, 48154. www.seedlings.org. 800-777-8552. Seedlings is pleased to announce that all of its uncontracted print Braille picture books are now available in UEB. In addition, 4 new uncontracted UEB print Braille books for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers recently have been released. These are perfect for story time with any combination of blind, low vision, and sighted family members. The books are listed on the Seedlings website. Great Expectations, National Braille Press, 88 St. Stephen Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02115. http://greatexpectations.pub, 888-965-8965. The Great Expectations program is designed to encourage parents and teachers of blind children to help picture books come to life. The program is intended for children in preschool through grades 3 or 4, although many of the activities will be fun and interesting for older children as well. The latest book in the program is Pete the Cat, Rocking in My School Shoes by Eric Litwin. A fun tactile activity is included with the purchase of the book. The website includes suggestions for making tactile maps and mazes, tying shoes, and creating a scavenger hunt. There is even a Pete the Cat song and a selection of kid-friendly jokes. The first 2 books in the series, Dragons Love Tacos and The Day the Crayons Quit, can also be ordered from the website. Online publications. Slate and Style, www.writers.nfb.org/slate-style-page.html. Contact Eve Sanchez, s-and-s@nfbnet.org. The publication of the NFB Writers Division, Slate and Style, is a quarterly online magazine that features writing by blind children, teens, and adults. The magazine is dedicated to showcasing writers at all levels of writing skills. Contact Eve Sanchez for guidelines or to submit a story, poem, or essay. Community Service Division Newsletter, http://nfbcommunityservice.org/newsletter_fall_2015. Contact newsletter@nfbcommunityservice.org. The fall 2015 issue of the NFB Community Service Division's newsletter is now available online. The newsletter contains articles by and about blind people who are volunteering in their communities. More stories of blind people involved in community service can be found on the division's blog, nfbcommunityservice.wordpress.com. Tech Vision Newsletter on Student Success and Help with Technology. Contact Denise M. Robinson, 423-573-6413, yourtechvision@gmail.com. This newsletter offers articles and videos that explain how blind students can master PowerPoint, how students can gain access to inaccessible, secured textbooks, how teachers of the visually impaired can use Skype and JAWS to communicate with students, and much, much more. A trove of information is available at www.mytechvision.com. Podcasts: Blind Living Radio, blindlivingradio.com. A series of podcasts that began as a way to spotlight issues involving blind people has morphed into a series of podcasts on a wide variety of topics. Guests have included the blind film critic Tommy Edison, blind photographer Tammy Ruggles, and Lucy Edwards, a blind woman who posts makeup tips on YouTube. Adaptive products: Blind Mice Mega Mall, www.blindmicemegamall.com. Blind Mice Mega Mall is an online shopping mall designed with the blind in mind. Stores include Blind Bookstop with cookbooks and crafts manuals, Blind Mice Mart with a variety of canes, cooking implements, and gadgets, Envision Incorporated with barcode readers, and Blind Mice ILA with a host of products to enhance independent living. As an added bonus, the Blind Mice Movie Vault contains thousands of audio-described movie soundtracks available for free download. Home Remodeling. Home Remodeling for People with Disabilities: What You Need to Know. www.expertise.com/home-end-garden/home-remodeling-4-disability-end-special-needs. This free online resource is a comprehensive guide for people with disabilities and their families. The guide aims to demystify the federal grants that are available to seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities for remodeling homes to make them fully accessible. Comics. Comics for the Blind. http://comicsandpower.com. Most people think that comics are a visual medium and believe that the visually impaired can enjoy the experience. Comics for the Blind is here to change that notion, presenting comics in audio form, read by some of the world's top voice talent. Each 22 to 24-page comic is translated into 25 to 35 minutes of audio. New series are added every month. When you sign up for the newsletter, you can be informed of all the latest releases and updates. One series, Aurora, will always be available first for the visually impaired and later through other venues. In the Aurora series, the only person who can save the world from total destruction is blind. Convention Bulletin 2016, Rosen Shingle Creek Resort. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Rosen Shingle Creek Resort. It's time to begin planning for the 2016 convention of the National Federation of the Blind. We will again meet in Orlando, this year returning to the beautiful Rosen Shingle Creek Resort, where our national convention was held in 2011. The dates for the 2016 convention are June 30 through July 5. Our hotel rates are enviably competitive for a resort hotel such as Shingle Creek. For the 2016 convention, they are singles and doubles, $83, and for triples and quads, $89. In addition to the room rates, there will be a tax, which at present is 12.5%. No charge will be made for children under 17 in the room with parents, as long as no extra bed is requested. Please note that the hotel is a no-smoking facility. For 2016 convention room reservations, you can call the hotel at 866-996-6338 after January 1. You can also write directly to the Rosen Shingle Creek, 9939 Universal Boulevard, Orlando, Florida, 32819-9357. The hotel will want a deposit of $95 for each room and will want a credit card number or a personal check. If you use a credit card, the deposit will be charged against your card immediately, just as would be the case with a $95 check. If a reservation is canceled before Friday, May 27, 2016, half of the deposit will be returned. Otherwise, refunds will not be made. All Rosen Shingle Creek guest rooms feature amenities that include plush creek sleeper beds, 40-inch flat-screen TVs, complimentary high-speed internet capabilities, in-room safes, coffee makers, mini fridges, and hair dryers. Guests can enjoy 4 outdoor swimming pools, a full-service spa, and 15 dining lounging options, from fine dining and elaborate buffets to casual dining both indoors and poolside. The 2016 convention of the National Federation of the Blind will be a truly exciting and memorable event with an unparalleled program and rededication to the goals and work of our movement. Make plans now to be a part of it. Pre-convention seminars for parents of blind children and other groups and setup of the exhibit hall will take place on Thursday, June 30, and adjournment will be Tuesday, July 5, following the banquet. Convention registration and registration packet pickup for those who pre-registered will begin on Friday, July 1, and both Friday and Saturday will be filled with meetings of divisions and committees, including the Saturday morning annual meeting, open to all, of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind. General convention sessions will begin Sunday, July 3, and continue through the banquet on Tuesday, July 5. To assure yourself a room in the headquarters hotel at convention rates, you must make reservations early. The hotel will be ready to take your call or deal with your written request by January 1. Remember that, as usual, we need door prizes from state affiliates, local chapters, and individuals. Once again, prizes should be small in size but large in value. Cash, of course, is always appropriate and welcome. As a general rule, we ask that prizes of all kinds have a value of at least $25 and not include alcohol. Drawings will occur steadily throughout the convention sessions, and you can anticipate a grand prize of truly impressive proportions to be drawn at the banquet. You may bring door prizes with you or send them ahead of time, identifying the item and donor and listing the value in print and braille, to Sherry Brune, 1719 Baldwin Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32806. Phone 407-898-6024. The best collection of exhibits featuring new technology, meetings of our special interest groups, committees and divisions, the most stimulating and provocative program items of any meeting of the blind in the world, the chance to renew friendships in our Federation family, and the unparalleled opportunity to be where the real action is and where decisions are being made. All of these mean you will not want to miss being a part of the 2016 National Convention. We'll see you in Orlando in July.